The first reading is a reading from the book of Revelation. The angel spoke to me, saying, "Come here, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." He took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed, and on which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. And with your spirit, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Bartholomew, or Nathanael. Same person, different names. And we come here and we see how God chose him, and God knew him before. Hi, he says, "I saw you." And God sees you too. And God has a plan for you, just like he had a plan for the apostles and Bartholomew, Nathanael, if you will, from all eternity. When God created you, he created you and me for his glory. You can do what you want and live for yourself and get through life. Or you can decide, like Nathanael, that you're going to live for God and you're going to give him glory and you're going to do what he created you to do. He has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for me. Let's ask him what that purpose is every day, because every day he has a particular will for that day. And let's do it, that we too become saints like Saint Bartholomew. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.